The $578 million cattle export industry has been given a significant boost, with the Indonesian government announcing reforms for importing from Australia. I spoke with Australian Livestock Exporters Council's CEO Simon Westaway about what the reforms will mean for producers.
Extremely important advancement in what's been an ongoing, long-standing trade relationship between Australia and Indonesia with live cattle. This is, you know, a significant development for both producers and for Australia's livestock exporters to be able to take larger cattle, older cattle, and importantly having a much more streamlined permit arrangement moving forward. We'll see not only greater confidence in the sector, but we will see more indeed greater volumes of cattle going between Australia and Indonesia on the most sophisticated supply chain in the industry. And look, it's a very positive development, and we certainly welcome the announcements that have been made by the Indonesian government over the weekend.
With the weight limit being increased, what was the driver behind that change?
Well, the key thrust is that Australia is a key trading partner with Indonesia, and there's a rising demand for protein within Indonesia. The ability to be able to take larger cattle across from an average weight of 350 kilo to 450 kilo will mean that heavier animals will be able to take up feed in terms of the feedlots, and in essence be able to be processed to market much more quickly or efficiently, or to be able to be finished off and to be a much larger beast. In essence, it means more beef per livestock. It'll mean the ability to put more Australian beef into the Indonesian marketplace.
And the permits being extended from 4 months to 1 year, that must be great for producers to be able to forward plan over a 12-month period.
Oh, look, it's really critical. This is really the significant reform that's come out over the weekend. In essence, we're going to an annual permit process from a trimester process. It may not seem much of a jump, but applied to its full letter of the law, did see the trade stagnate and have supply and demand flows go up and down. Now, with an annual permit process, it in essence allows for planning on the producer side, on the exporter side, and importantly on the importer side at the Indonesian end. So what we will see is much more consistent flows of livestock on an extremely sophisticated supply chain, particularly out of ports such as Darwin and Townsville, as well as on the northwest coast of Western Australia. It's a really positive development. We will see larger flows of Australian cattle going into the Indonesian market. It's a long-standing traditional market for ourselves, and this is just going to cement the key live cattle export market for Australia.
What does this deal do? Like at the moment, with the Australia's cattle herd being in a rebuilding kind of phase, what does this deal mean as far as where we're at the moment in the cycle?
Well, what it means is a real shot in the arm for confidence. It's important that as the national herd grows, there continues to remain a very important role to play for livestock exports. On the cattle side, the Indonesian market is our predominant market. Well over 1 in 2 live cattle go to Indonesia currently. That will continue. Importantly, we are seeing new markets evolve, such as China, coming online as a feeder market for live cattle exports. Slow but progressive growth. It really just shows confidence, and also shows two trading nations that really want to continue to solidify the importance of red meat as part of a burgeoning trade relationship.
Australian Livestock Exporters Council CEO Simon Westaway. And those changes to exporting cattle to Indonesia include increasing the weight limit from 350 to 450 kilograms, and import permits will now be valid for up to 12 months. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Monday. Don't forget, if you do ever have a story or you'd like to get in contact, you can send me an email, the address ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a good afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.